Hey guys, Carlos here with some announcements. Announcement the first. We're going to be doing a mailbag episode. Basically, an entire episode dedicated to answering your questions, ideas, or comments that you might have on the show. Now, since you get to hear our voices all the time, I thought it'd be cool if we got to hear yours. So how about this? You make an audio recording of your questions or comments with your phone and just email it to thedungeonrats@gmail.com. A lot of phones come with voice memo apps, so just find yours and email it to us. Now, if you don't want to do that, no problem. I also set up a voicemail you can call and leave a message. Dial 708-MAX-OGPC. I've always wanted to have my own hotline like they used to have in the 90s. I thought I'd be so cool. Anyways, the number is 708-629-6472. There's a little voice message there now that asks you to leave your best character impression. Feel free to do that too, with your comment, with your questions, whatever. Just leave us a message. I'm going to try to play as many questions as I can on the next episode so you might get to hear yourself. If getting your voice on podcasts isn't your thing, no problem. Just send us an email with your questions. Secondly, I want to give a shout out to the listeners on the Discord. If you don't know what Discord is, it's an app slash website that's sort of like a big chat room. There's a fan-run one, and it's amazing. People discuss their theories and predictions on the show, they share artwork, and they even live stream the episode before it comes out. So you get to hear us and other fans chat in real time. It's a lot of fun and a good way to interact with new people and the cast. So if you want to check that out, there's a link in this episode show summary, as well as other episode show summaries. Lastly, I just want to say thank you to those listeners that took the time to write a review. It means so much to us, and everyone on the show reads them and loves them, and we check them all the time. I'm still giving away free stuff whenever someone does a review, so if you want me to mail you some sweet buttons and stickers and postcards, email me a screenshot of your iTunes review or your favorite podcasting app to thedungeonrats@gmail.com, and I'll mail it out. Oh, and this goes for people outside the U.S. as well. I'm cool with sending this stuff all over the world. And if you're wondering when I'm going to stop doing this, how about 1,000 reviews? I'll stop at 1,000. Anyways, enough announcements. On to episode 23.
The Dungeon Rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. It is thanks to you, brave guardian, that we will keep Naporia's most wanted forever trapped in the endless dungeon. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. I'm at a loss of words, brave guardian. Unbeknownst to me, and just hours before our last transmission, the Court of Crowns elected Antolio Licolai to be the new King of Naporia. He won over the four families, and it was a unanimous decision. But I feel as though, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'd like to thank Ryan Maley for his tempting offer, Zach for bringing the rats down to their knees, and Brayden for the magic item that finally gets used. Plus, the return of an evil so dark, many of you have asked for it. Before we finally kill them and put us all out of our misery, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They have murdered many, including the former king, queen, and maybe even the once princess of our fine kingdom, Naporia. While sentenced to the endless dungeon, the unrighteous rats have battled many foes and uncovered many magical items. Prior to the fight with Lich Krimbom, Rhoda found a magic spear with 1,000 spinning blades. While running from the massive cavern pillar, Gilf came across an enchanted unicycle that he has yet to use. And most recently, Bugfly was bestowed a gift from Hendeka, a known thief. One that opened a door to a chapel that I, for one, have never seen. It was the home of a cult of worshippers, a combination of the gangs best known as the Dark and the Hidden Blades. It is where they worshipped. It hurts my soul to say her name. Eudala. And worst of all, we discovered that our warden, and soon to be king, Antolio Licolai, was their pastor. Why would Antolio leave the light? Why would he take our kingdom back to darkness? How have the dungeon rats figured out how to corrupt our brave and noble leader? We must kill them all.
Orlin needs to make a saving throw or take all of that damage.
So that is 15.
So you were able to save, but you do still take half damage.
Can I say, in this round of turns, I did not get to go. So I would say that while Gilf is clapping his hands, a thunder wave, that Rhoda has so much adrenaline rush going through her body from seeing all of her friends fight these guys, that she sees Gilf clap his hands. And as the thunder wave goes past her, she's like, "Oh God!" and starts racing down the hallway after the sword.
So Rhoda and Beauregard are chasing Antolio Licolai down the long hallway. Redemption's somewhere in the mix, but we're not really sure where.
Gilf just bolts down the hallway, going after them.
So Bugfly runs up to the altar. That's where Antolio was going, so there's probably stuff inside the altar that I want, like maybe the amulet or anything magical. So I'm going to roll a perception. 13.
You do see the mushroom in his blood.
I pocket it. And is there anything else?
No.
I'm going to knock over it because I'm pissed.
Roll strength.
Yeah. Crit.
No, crit fail.
And so I'm just like pushing
you just
it.
Bump into
and
it.
I'm just like, ah, I hate you.
And you twist your ankle while doing so.
No, do I?
Yeah, that's a crit fail. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You just slam into it, but
I
it does
kick
not
it,
move.
And it twists yeah, my ankle. Yeah.
And you take
kick
three
it.
Damage.
All right, oh. That's fine.
It is a really adorable failure, though. So take that to heart.
I in like you know, just looking at this happen, it's kind of condescending, but like I, if it can be, but I lay hands for 3 health points just because like. That was so pathetic.
That's not condescending. That's sweet.
I like
no,
it.
it's very much a like, oh, Bugfly.
This is Daryl looking at Bugfly and being like, I can't fix anything. So therefore, I will pretend I'm a god by fixing one. <Yeah. laughs>
And Bugfly doesn't understand social cues, so she's just really excited. She doesn't catch the sarcasm.
Oh, no, absolutely. But it is also like a like... It's endearing in the same way.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, geez Louise.
Geez Louise.
And Bugfly is healed for 3 points.
Great. Tell me what the cultists look like.
You look over the bodies and you see what you think would be human, but they've lost all color.
Orlin searches the body that she's by. Investigation?
Yeah.
That would be a 9.
You go through the pockets of the robe of one of the cultists. And you pull out a small ivory blade.
Ooh. Orlin cuts off a couple mushrooms from the wall and puts them in the bag with the new ivory blade, and then she also bolts down the hall.
Bolting down the hall? Yep. Everybody yeah, bolting down the hall. I would say by now you've all caught up to Belagard. Like, everyone went sprinting pretty quickly. And everyone's breathing heavily, like, you get to what appears like the end. It's an opening, and there's a room where there's three doors.
Rhoda has run up to the far left door and started knocking.
No response.
I'm going to roll an investigation. 5.
Nothing.
I'm going to detect evil.
As you wave your hand over the second door, you detect undead.
The second door contains undead.
What does that mean?
If Antolio was undead, if he is like the other creatures we have met, he is behind that door.
Oh, man. I wish you would have done undead while we saw him in the altar.
That would have been helpful.
That would have been really helpful. We could compare notes. So you have an experiment group and you have a control group, Belagard. This is how this...
Is it likely that Antiquity would be dead?
Not outside the possibility.
I highly doubt that he went through all of that and then hid behind a door.
I think we should all go to the second door. It's the door that doesn't match.
Let's all take the middle door.
We want to all do the undead door.
I'll open the second door.
You open the second door. You look in. Looking back at you. It's a zombie.
Slam. Just slam the door.
While they're talking, Orlin opens the third door.
You look through the door. In it, it appears dark. There's no light coming from any direction.
Hello? Hello?
Do I hear anything within the room, or does it smell weird? Or
it's absent of all sensation.
Oh, no, 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 that's a bad place.
You don't have to go in there, my friend.
That's like the Cave of Absolution, and that's like the absence of no sound, no light, no anything. If we look in there, we'll just go crazy. It'll just be a crazy time for everybody. And like Bugfly's like cracking. Like you can tell that she is very triggered by that door.
Orlin watches this with a concerned face and just slowly closes the door that she opened.
Rhoda goes over and picks Bugfly up.
She's like shaking.
And she's just like, Bugfly, it's fine. We'll just ignore all those doors and we'll go in this first one. And she throws open the first door.
As you open the first door, a bright light bursts out.
Whoa! And I shield Bugfly's eyes with my hand while trying to hold my elbow in front of my face.
I'm going to roll a perception. 17.
You see nothing but light. It's too hard from where you're standing to tell what's in the room. It just emanates from the doorway.
It was just one zombie, right?
Let's just kill a zombie and see what's in that room.
Well, the most sensible would be that.
Cut to Antolio on a gondola.
Yes,
Antolio has long made his getaway at this point.
Redemption turned into light.
And I think probably our best bet is to go through that room with the light.
I'm going there.
Sound logic to me, yeah, whatever.
Let's do it.
I opened the door. I just want to say that I picked the door because I opened it.
Okay, great. We're not discussing this. Let's go.
Let's get in there.
Gil follows Belagard through the door of light.
Excuse me. And I go through the door of light.
Yeah, and because Rhoda's carrying me, I'm going through the door of light.
I look back at Orlin and I say, good job, kid. Let's do this. And I walk through the door of light.
And I go like I'm going to follow them. And then I close the door to the light room behind them. And just sighs the longest sigh anyone has ever heard while looking up at the sky. And is like, oh my God. I think they lengthened my journey by like 12 hours.
So you enter a room of light. You can't see very far in front of you because it's so bright it's blinding. In fact, you don't know where the room starts and where it ends.
Bugflay, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's right on top of you.
Yeah, I'm sitting on your head, Rhoda. And I, like, pat her on the head.
Oh, can you scratch a little lower?
Yeah, I can scratch. That's just keep walking head. Straight. Oh.
I'm so concerned about redemption. I haven't noticed Orlin's gone yet. But we're in a room that has no walls and no doors.
And it's blinding light.
It's blinding so light. Bright you can't see anything.
Gilf just has his eyes closed and he's just kind of like has his hand against the wall and he's just going forward.
Is there a wall that he can?
No. So oh, you'd reach out and you feel nothing.
Okay.
Can I see Gilf?
No, it's so bright.
I'm shouting for Gilf.
Hey, I'm right here.
And I'm reaching out to try and find him.
Hey, he just has his hand on my horn.
Right. Where's the finger?
It's in my hand, pointing forward.
All right.
I guess I can feel it. I don't need light.
You chose the wrong door.
What? Who is that?
What?
I don't have enough power to take you straight to him. But what I can do is bestow one gift upon you.
It's Endeka.
Hello.
Endeka? Is that Endeka?
Is it? Hello.
Endeka.
Hey.
Is that the voice that's talking to us? Is that Endeka right now?
From the floor emerges podiums. On top of each podium is an object you desire most. On one podium are a pair of boots with wings attached. On the next, there's a cape. Elegantly draped over a mannequin. On the next, there's a brown paper sack wrapped in twine. Next to that are claws of a possum.
Can't imagine who that's for.
That one is mine! I called it! You heard me!
And finally, you see a suit made of rock.
So we still can't see each other?
No, it's difficult to see each other.
Okay, but we can see like kind of shapes and stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So I am on Rhoda's shoulders, and I spring off of her. So I use her shoulders as a jumping off point, and I jump towards the rock suit.
Do you grab it?
Yeah.
You grab the rock suit. The other podiums start to shake. They go back down into the ground and disappear.
No!
No! No! No!
That was mine.
I would have looked so fly in those boots.
No!
Those were the claws of the opossum stalls. You guys.
Was it fast? Did it go fast?
It's gone. They're
what
gone.
The
only thing is that rock suit in your hands.
I will never know what she left me.
Those were the most powerful things that have ever been created by the possum god.
Y'all, I'm sorry. Like, I did not.
Y'all, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All I had left in this world was redemption and the memories of Veda, and now both are gone.
Do you want this rock suit?
It's a rock suit five sizes too small for her. Like, it's perfect size for Bugfly.
Bugfly, what's your rock suit for?
And I put it on, and then she just looks like rocks.
Oh, this is severely depressing.
Wait, your suit just makes you look like rocks?
That's all I wanted, you guys.
My boots maybe run really fast.
Wait, does it even like give you some sort of protection? No, and Bellegarde's poking it, and it's just cloth?
This doesn't defend you at all.
If the disembodied voice was Endeka, you had a little bit of power left, and you created a suit of rocks to show us.
You couldn't have labeled those Endeka?
Yeah. Give us a little more direction, Endeka. Jesus. I'm mad.
At this moment, the light begins to fade. The light now is completely gone. And you're in an empty cavern.
Okay, who's got Rod?
I think Rod was with me, yeah.
If you don't mind.
No, I do mind. What are you doing?
I want Rod.
What? I heard my name.
Who's got a knife?
Oh, yeah, give me a knife. Let me stab something.
You my dagger.
Thank you. And I impale Rot against the wall.
Wait, what just happened here?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
This just got real.
We need answers.
Answers?
Rot, you know more than you're telling us.
What? I don't know anything. I'm just the master of the metagame.
I snap his thumb.
Oh.
Roll strength.
Oh, that's going to be, well, that'd be a 12.
Yeah, it snaps.
Where
Ouch.
Is Antonio? And where...
That's not his name.
Dude.
Dude. Dude.
Your fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
You have to know his name.
Who I know hate with
I'm
the passion.
I'm starting to think you don't take your relationships very seriously.
Where is Antonio and where is my cat?
How am I supposed to know? I've been with you the whole time.
Okay, that's the next finger.
Okay,
that's going to be a 16.
I go to stop Bellegarde if I can try to like grab his arm or something.
I guess it'd be like a grapple check.
We both roll strength.
Yeah, both roll strength.
I only got a 12.
Two.
So you try to get Bellegarde to stop breaking Rot's fingers, but he just pushes you off.
Ugh. What are you doing?
I'm getting answers.
What, from a hand?
Yeah, I don't think this is right, and I push Bellegarde.
Roll strength.
Oh my God.
You go to push Bellegarde and you trip over your own feet and fall to the ground.
What'd you roll?
A one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think Rot knows more than he's telling us anyway.
He does.
Yeah, I know Rhoda just rolled a one.
What does that mean?
What is going on here?
I don't know, but I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Are you telling me that I'm one because I'm single?
Oh.
Sorry, Rhoda. The facts are the facts.
Everything in this world has been inconsistent and shifting except for him. He knows more than he's telling us.
Can I do a perception check on like the rest of the cavern?
Yeah.
17.
It looks like a big empty cavern. You do look up though and see that there's spikes in the ceiling.
I think we should probably get out of this room.
Wait, why?
There's a bunch of spikes on the ceiling. Look up real quick.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I always forget. Are they called stalactites or stalagmites? What's the difference?
They're stalag spikes.
Yeah, these are... These are definitely stalag spikes.
Stalag spikes. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Rot pushes the knife out of him and jumps down and scurries away.
Oh, no.
Cool. That was good. Let's get out of this room.
I would wipe the blood off, hand it back.
You can keep it.
I'm just going to lay here.
I don't like these stalag things.
All right. So, little sense of urgency here. Antonio Licolai was just here. A cat turned into a sword. We had him, and then we lost him. Let's maybe continue on so that we can finish this thing and maybe get out of this dungeon. Does anyone care about that?
Agreed.
Anybody?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah, you got me.
Wow, Rhoda. You have to carry me, okay?
What?
Nope, that's the rules. You're being a weird... You're being a
Come
weird
here,
sad...
Come here, you
sad.
Buddy.
All
Come
right, here,
here
we go. I run over to Rhoda. Can I do a acrobatics or something roll?
Sure.
Because I want to make this cool. I want to like try to do a backflip onto her back. Oh, shit. So 10.
I mean, it's not as cool as you think it is, but you definitely get on her back.
So it's like not a backflip?
No, not at all. It's more of a twirl.
I just jump and I black out and I'm like, oh, cool, guys.
Daryl, can you touch those spikes up there?
How far up those spikes, I guess?
20 feet.
Yeah, so no, I can't.
How far between us and the door?
You can't see a door.
Well, as in the exit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't see it. It's just this long cavern with spikes as far as you can see across the ceiling.
Something's going to trigger these spikes.
Maybe. Or maybe not. We have been known to get lucky here.
Gil's new catchphrase. At this moment, you hear coming from Gilf's pack.
Zippity dude, ah, zippity day.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. What is that?
What? It's Daryl singing.
No.
No, I definitely wouldn't sing that song.
My, oh my, what a beautiful day.
No.
Oh, it's in my backpack. Hang on.
We could get lucky here, guys.
No, I don't think this- I don't like
that. You need to know where.
That might be my new catchphrase.
You really need to stop with that. That's not working.
Is it Rot? Did he go back in your bag?
Gilf opens up his backpack. He sees a disguise kit, some candles, his detective hat and pipe, Pinwan's book. He sees that unicycle that's hanging on to that's still hanging on to the side. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so what's making the noise?
It seems like it's coming from the book.
Do we recognize that it sounds like Pinwan?
You do. You also recognize it's the song you sang with Pinwan.
So Gilf takes out the book.
Religion. That would be a 15.
You remember that there's dark magic that allows lich or maybe a lich in training to be able to put their souls into objects. And then if they were to ever die, a few days later, they could reemerge from that object.
Pinwan lives in his journal.
Burn it.
Yeah.
Is there a name for that?
It's called a phylactery.
Phylactery. Phylactery.
He is a lich, has placed his soul within that journal. He will live forever as long as that journal lives.
Was Pinwan a lich, though? You detected evil on him.
Well, according to whoever slit his throat.
Yeah. Right? No, he's a lich in training. He was swearing his fealty. And I think from what I know from liches, they have to die before they become a lich.
Oh.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You may have just sealed the deal.
At this moment, the book begins to shake. It gets so hot, it's burning your hands, and you drop it to the ground.
Ah!
It opens on its own. The pages start flipping.
Ah, ah.
Suddenly, a small halfling scout appears in front of you. You used to like me. Smears blink corgi blood across his face and disappears.
No!
How did we know it was blink corgi blood?
Yeah. Yeah.
You assume it to be blink corgi blood.
I can tell the difference.
Yes, I know the blood of a blink corgi when I see it.
Tastes the same.
Also, not that we can argue with him right now, but none of us ever liked him, right?
Well,
Serena.
Who?
Wait, that's not your name.
That's my human Bug name. Yes.
Human names. Do we have to have those?
You're Tony.
I'm Tony. Tony. Tony the cleric, right.
And I'm Ross and Rachel.
No, you're Morton Salton.
Morton Salton.
No, that's not a lucky name at all.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty freaked out right now.
I just, like, hug you.
As you go to hug her, you feel like gravity's increasing. Like your arms, you're able to get them around Rhoda, but your arms have never felt this heavy before.
Oh, hell.
What's wrong, Bug?
My arms, they feel like they're really, really weighing down.
Well, you're not used to wearing all those rocks.
Is it just Bugfly that feels that, or everyone?
If you go to move, you'd feel it. So if you're walking around the area, gravity seems like it's increased.
Guys, anyone feeling really heavy right now?
My heart's pretty heavy.
Mine too.
Where's Pinwan's journal? Did he just come out of it, and is the journal still on the floor?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's like really intense gravity. I'm going to kind of crawl to the journal.
Roll strength check for me.
That was a 4.
So as you try to make your way to the journal, you're pulled to the ground. You can't quite move.
Get the journal, someone.
Bugsley, Lear, let me help you. Whoa. I feel like I'm wearing a rock suit.
Roll strength for me.
15.
You get pulled down to your knees. You just can't move fast enough.
Daryl, get off of me. You're holding me back.
Yeah, I suppose this is an appropriate time to get off of your shoulders. I'm sorry. I'll get off.
Roll strength check for me.
I roll a 9.
You're just stuck to Rhoda's back. You're not strong enough to kick off, as she is now laying on the ground.
No, I've also feel like I'm wearing a whole bunch of rocks right now, okay? I would totally get off. This is not what I want to do.
Billigard's just sitting sadly. So he's kind of, I'm not even trying. So I wouldn't even know if I'm heavy right now. He's just sad.
Can I roll a perception, see if I can tell what's causing this?
Sure.
Something changed? 14.
You don't see what's causing it, but you look up and the spikes seem a little bit closer.
Billigard's just watching them. Just let them come.
Let who come? The spikes?
Okay, well, you can let them come. I'm going to try to get out of here. Belgard, I think you, as one of the strongest guys here, should maybe help us.
You're so strong.
I'm just going to say that. Please, don't watch me struggle while I try to crawl out from whatever is pressing me down to the ground and Rhoda's shoulders right now. It might be too sad for you.
Belgard takes one big breath and puts two fingers on his chest and casts heroism. The only way he's going to get here.
I picture it this way. You guys are able to move just really slowly.
Right.
Oh, okay.
It's like we're in one of those gravity things at the fair where it feels like the centrifugal force is forcing us down.
With this imbued heroism that is not real. I know it's not real, but it is imbuing me. I will stand up. I will grab whoever I can and drag us out of this room.
Roll a strength check for me.
Oh, nope.
No, you rolled a one. You try to stand up, and you just can't do it. And you slip, and you fall, and you're laying on top of a bug fly.
Why?
Sorry.
The impact deals her 4 damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, does her rock suit give her any advantage?
No, it's a stealth suit.
I'm just rocks. That's all I am.
So how close am I to Pimwan's journal? Like, can I, like, slide my hand out and grab it?
Let's roll and see.
Okay.
Strength.
23.
Totally. You're able to make your way to Pimwan's journal.
Okay.
So with me on her back?
Yeah, you're still on her back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes.
Whoa, okay.
It's like a piggyback ride.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about, Rhoda.
Here we go. I got it.
I don't know. Close it. I don't know what to do.
Okay, I'll close.
The book is closed.
It was already closed?
No. Now it's closed.
Just nothing has happened. Yeah, what he's trying to do.
Take that, Pim Dom.
Rhoda, with your strength, we need to get out of here. We just need to get out of this room.
Oh, okay. So I'll start to like army crawl.
I'm going to say with that roll, the army crawl just starts. And you're just trying to get out. You do look up as you're moving. And man, those spikes. They must be only 10 feet away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. You guys, I don't feel very good about this. Daryl, use some of your magic sorcery.
Hold on one second. Let me look deep into the annals of my ancient teachings.
Are you looking at me?
So many different... I'm not looking. I'm looking generally.
Well, you're looking at me.
Honestly, there's like a...
Do you want me to do something?
I don't want you to do anything. I can cast
just different things
If only we could all do something, right, Gilf? Okay,
no,
let
I feel
me
you.
Look. Here we
you
go.
You just whisper if you want me to
I'm
do something.
Gonna do, I'm just going to do like another perception check on the room to see like any defining features on like the walls, like specifically texture made out of...
Try to see what you can see.
No.
It looks like a cave.
Gilf is at the end of the party, and everyone's kind of crawling forward. He still hasn't moved, and he starts thinking maybe it might be easier if he rolled. Mm. So he grabs the unicycle on the back of his backpack, kind of looks around to make sure no one's looking at him because he has horrible acrobatics. So he wants to try to like just use it to like move forward, as opposed to like turning a wheel is easier than like picking up half your body and moving it that way.
With his chest on it and his hands like driving.
Roll strength for me.
13.
You get onto the unicycle. As soon as you get on it, you see a butler standing in front of you.
What?
He doesn't seem to be affected by the gravity at all.
I did not use this at the right time.
Oh, maybe you used it at the perfect time.
He says, "Good day, Gil."
Wait, do we also see this, or does only Gil?
No, only Gil sees it.
I'm literally sitting on a unicycle.
We all look at Gilf jump on this unicycle, and we just see this look on his face that's just like,
I am here to help you.
Wait, what?
Yes,
who are you?
Ah, I am Benjamin.
Benjamin, why are you dressed like a butler?
Because I'm your butler.
Oh, great.
I'm the butler to who's ever riding that unicycle.
Oh, so what do you do? Like, clean my house, or do you like...
As the rocks are slowly getting closer.
Plus, all you hear is half of this conversation.
The hell is Gilf talking
Gilf,
to?
This is not the time to go completely insane, okay? Please.
Gilf, do you need Darul to put a spell on you?
No, everyone be quiet. I'm talking to my butler right now.
Yeah, he's talking to his butler. Bugfly totally, like, is on board.
Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Get us out
my
of here.
My name is Rhoda.
Rhoda! I'm talking to my butler, please.
Rhoda, just let him like experience this. We're all going to die, so this is the only entertainment we
have
until
help.
We die.
I'm getting us help, guys. Benjamin.
Yes, sir.
Get me out of here.
Oh.
He gets behind you and starts pushing the unicycle forward with ease, and you go down the hallway.
Oh,
so
hell
all
yeah.
They see is me on the unicycle, hands on my hips.
Yeah, you're not even pedaling.
I'm not even pedaling.
Oh, my spell is working. I'm propelling the tricycle.
Can I reach out as Gilf's going by and grab like one of the like
the fork.
That side? The fork.
Go for it. Oh, yeah. Oh.
22.
So you grab it. I need a dex check from you.
Fuck. Oh, that's the
this
word.
This should go well.
Minus 3, so it is 8.
Rhoda reaches up.
Ooh, am I in a position where being on her back that I can stabilize Gilf? Like, I know how terrible he is with balance and dexterity. Can Ooh. I try to stabilize him?
Let's try it. I think that's another strength check.
Like, I see that Rhoda is reaching for the bicycle, and I'm like, oh, wait, okay, Gilf, yes, 18.
Ooh.
Rhoda reaches up and grabs the fork to the unicycle. Gilf.
I don't sound like that. No, Benjamin. Benjamin, tell him I don't sound like that.
What do you sound like?
Whoa.
I've got you, buddy. I've got you.
Darul reaches up and keeps Gilf on the unicycle. Gilf, you see this, but Rhoda doesn't. Benjamin is pushing as hard as he can, and it's just not moving.
Gilf, keep going.
I can't go any further. You're too heavy.
What? What did Troy just say about me?
I'm trying to say you weigh a lot, and you're holding
me
down.
I'm light as a pile of bricks.
Yeah, I know.
A small pile.
Is this the same unicycle that we put Redemption? So Redemption saw Benjamin.
That's why she hissed and ran away.
Okay.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool. Yeah.
Benjamin, can you get my entire party out of this cave at the end?
How so, sir?
Besides pushing, what else are you good at?
Walking around.
Gil just raises his eyebrows.
Rhoda's like, I'm pretty good at lots of things. I love to cook. I like going for walks.
Benjamin.
Started stretching recently.
Yes.
Is there any way you can drag my friends out of here one by one?
I can try. Oh, boy.
While they're doing that, can I stand up and reach the spikes above me? Can I grab two of them and try and push against the ceiling?
Go for it.
That's going to be a 16.
You stand up and you do put your hands against the spikes, like you wrap your hands around them because they are within reach of you at this point. And you're pushing. You don't know if it's having any sort of effect, though.
Well, I'm going to hold it until I can see it doesn't work or they're safe.
Bugfly is now not under Bellegarde.
Yes.
Oh, great.
But here's so hold on. Gilf, can your friend, maybe Rhoda is too heavy, but maybe your friend can push you and Bugfly?
Well, well, well. Look who's come home to roost.
I don't know what was going on with you right now. I just want to get out of here, okay? Have whatever moment you need with this, but we need to save our friends.
I think this guy's just like a regular guy that like you guys can't see unless you're on the unicycle. I think he has the power of a regular guy, though.
How much does Hank weigh?
I don't know. What would he weigh? Birds are surprisingly light.
Well, they have small bones and all that, but still, he'd be at least as heavy as she is.
Okay.
Which is, what, 50 pounds?
45 pounds. Thank you very much.
We're getting a weird territory with Wayne.
I like how you fantasy cut that down. Like, no, 45 pounds as a lady. Yeah.
So what I'm going to try to do, because everyone's inching forward, I can do mage hand, and I know that's not going to move me too quickly, but at least it'll help against the gravity. So I want to use mage hand on me and Hank and move us quicker forward.
Cool. I'll allow that. We'll say Hank gets on your back, effectively, and the mage hand is pulling you inch by inch down the hallway.
As I'm army crawling.
Beauregard, as you're standing there, you feel a small blade entered into your back. It deals 10 damage.
But that's okay, because I cast Heroism. So how many rounds have passed?
3.
Okay, then I have 15 hit points, and I take 10 off.
For all the listeners, every time Aram stops to check on something, he has an abacus right next to him on the microphone. He's just moving beads over.
Stop telling him how old I am.
It's actually very clear that he doesn't know how to use it either. Like, he is just moving beads randomly.
It's actually one of those pull strings that, like, the cow goes. I got 3 more oints and 2 more bahs left.
2 more bahs.
Who's up?
Hold on. So he was stabbed in the back?
Yeah.
Does any of us have eyes on?
No, none of you are paying attention to him.
Okay, does he make a noise?
No, he wouldn't. He would just grimace. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't. You're the worst.
Sorry, he wouldn't.
Alert us to the danger.
Well, he wouldn't, because he would distract you, and he wants you out.
Do you think Rhoda could take her axe and kind of like put it in front of her and like smash it in the ground and pull?
Do a strength check, please.
17.
So you start pulling yourself forward with brute force.
So I'm on her back and she is like swinging this axe backwards, getting this close to my face, and then swinging it forward. Rhoda, maybe just like not like a little less force. I think you're doing just fine getting into the ground.
Thank you.
And then Gilf, she's let go of the unicycle.
I'm like, tally ho, Benjamin.
Tally ho, sir. Tally ho. And he pushes you forward.
You've been what's missing in my life, Benjamin.
Gilf is sipping on tea as Benjamin pushes him forward.
Am I slowing the spikes down at all?
It's hard to tell. Roll a perception for me.
Oh.
21.
You haven't stopped them from moving, but you know you're slowing it down. Gilf, roll perception.
14.
As you go down the hall, you start to see the end of it. You see a door, and next to the door, a lever.
Guys, there's a door up ahead, and a lever.
A lever?
Yeah, you think I should grab that lever? Maybe it'll turn off this gravity thing. Or drop all the spikes on us.
Exactly, that is what I was thinking. It might just drop.
Hold on, let me consult someone way smarter than us.
No.
Benjamin?
Yes, sir.
What do you think this lever does?
I think it controls something, sir.
Oh, very good. Gilf. It controls the gravity.
Gilf, you know, it might be smart if we can make it out of the room. The lever is right next to the door. It might be smart to just have this Benjamin guy pull it while we're out of the room, since it might be hard for Beauregard to get out. It might be Beauregard's only chance. But he might die, but then none of us die. Also, I would be sad, Beauregard, but this is the position we are in now.
Benjamin and I are weighing all the options.
I didn't see you there.
Well, hi there.
You must be the deck of many things requested by Brave Guardian Noah Brissett.
That I am. I'm a very large and shiny deck.
You are, and sentient. So you have many cards within your deck.
Yeah, would you like to pick one?
Well, I don't know. They're meant to wreak havoc on the dungeon rats in the endless dungeon.
You are exactly right. So much havoc. Rain of little tiny squirrels that just want to snuggle up to you. seas of tears of unicorns. And like when you go into the unicorn pool, it just makes you sparkle.
That doesn't sound that threatening.
No.
Here, I'll try one.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Get licked by 100 puppy dogs.
Oh, here they come.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is the best day of my life. Oh, you're so cute. Oh, it's a little Pekingese.
Feel my wrath.
But
yes,
you must have something more dangerous than this in your massive deck. The endless dungeon is meant to torture the dungeon rat.
Oh, shuffle me up and pick again. Oh. I know how to torture.
Okay. Wait, I don't know why.
No. Wait. Put your hands on me.
I'm scared.
No, what? Why?
Well, I don't want to get hurt.
No. It'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, a shooting star will pass and you get to make a wish on it.
I wish to see the sun.
You can't say your wish out loud or it won't come true.
No! This is torturous. So are they mind games?
Well, some of them are mind games. Some of them are just a room of pillows. Like silk pillows, the ones that don't mess up your hair when you lay on them.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. Have you ever been outside? That's definitely a thing.
Not in many years. I'm not up to date on the pillow innovations.
Well, you are missing out. How about this? One more card, and if you aren't sold, completely sold on this card, then I'm just gonna shuffle myself right out, okay?
Okay.
Now pick me up and then handle me.
Seems weird.
What?
I don't know.
That's just how you shuffle cards.
I get it, but it just seems, I don't know you very well.
You gotta pick me up.
We just met each other.
You gotta put my parts in other parts of me,
see,
okay?
Again? Nope, it's getting weird for me.
I don't understand your hesitation. This is how cards work.
I do. I get how cards work. I get it. But you're a sentient being.
I'm giving you permission. This is consensual.
For you? I don't know if it's consensual for me.
Well, then I'll shuffle myself.
Thank you.
All right. Now pick one.
Okay.
Yes. That one.
Okay.
It is a big balloon. Just one red balloon.
Oh, my God. And here it is. That's cool.
How do you feel? You feel scared? Feel scared of that balloon?
I feel happier than I have felt in a long time.
Put that card back. Put that card back. I feel like you're not respecting my process.
What?
No, you're not respecting me.
I just don't see how this is going to scare a powerful sorcerer like Daryl.
Well, have you tried drawing a face on it?
A face on the balloon?
Well, you didn't even think of it, did you?
No.
You didn't even think of anything other than just putting me down.
No, I actually got nostalgic for my childhood.
All right. I can't. I'm going to leave now. You can't be talking about your childhood.
It got weird with the shoveling stuff, right?
No, that was fine. I don't know you enough for you to talk about your childhood. Shuffling means different than you, like, regressing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, let's pretend this never happened.
I'm going to float away now.